Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, listening. Yes.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, people. I'm so glad you came to enjoy the fun with Eric and our wonderful medium, Jennifer Doran, who is Eric's voice. And we have a special guest today, Allie O'Shea. And you guys are going to love her accent. Hi, Allie. How are you doing? And, oh, shout out to LiveParanormal.com. Thank you for letting us do this. So tell us a little bit about yourself. I will share my experiences with your work. But first, you begin. Fine. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. So I'm Allie O'Shea, International Law of Attraction Practitioner, writer, healer, and inspirational speaker. And I teach people the law of attraction. And I teach them to have a positive attitude and a positive outlook on life, bettering their life and manifesting the things that they want to come into their life.
That's so awesome. And I will say that I did two of her workshops. One was one on self-love, and the other was on law of attraction. And it's very subtle, but I swear to freaking God, I have absolutely changed. I feel like I'm in my own power now, and things are just happening for the better. I have all these crazy but amazing ideas just coming into my head and coming to fruition. I'm happier. I really, really give the credit to Allie's work. So you guys
need to
check her out. Yeah, and her website is expansivesouls.com, right?
That's correct, yeah. Oh, that's so good to hear it really helped you. And, you know,
it
because
really
that's what
did.
It's intended to do, you know. It's intended to help people to sort of change their life, to change their mindset, and to understand the law of attraction, to understand about self-love if you do the self-love workshop, and to empower you, like you said.
Yeah, but it's really kind of sneaky. Probably sneaky, very sneaky. When I was doing it, I thought, well, is this really going to help? But, oh, my God, the impact was actually quite profound. So do you want to share some of the things of these two workshops that might help people or tell us a little bit of something?
Well, the Law of Attraction workshops, I put them together. And, you know, really, as you know, Elisa, I went through 25 years of depression and suicidal thoughts and spent a month on suicide watch and blah, blah, blah. And so I started doing all these things. Like, if people take the workshops, what I intend for them to do is not to just take the workshops, but to understand how it all works together, how using affirmations, positivity, meditation specifically, all of these things and more combined together, even decluttering can help you. A lot of people don't know about that and how it can open up the law of vacuum to create more things to come into your life and how you can get inspired action just from meditation alone and things like that. They're all the things that I would do on a daily basis that help to take me out of depression, to get me off my medication under guidance of my doctor, of course. But, you know, that made me a happier person, that led me to the path where I now teach people every single day the law of attraction, positivity, how it can change your life and how it can help to manifest wonderful things and, like you say, ideas and inspirational ideas that come to you into your life.
Yeah, I mean, I just, all I can say is I really, since I have taken your courses, I feel happier. And I'm writing my journal all the time. I'm so grateful to the universe. And the universe kind of reminds me of Amelia Bedelia. Take everything literally, man. You cannot say, I want to have abundance, because then you're going to put yourself in the state of always wanting abundance but never receiving it. So what I do when I write my journal, this social idea is working out beautifully. It's making an amazing amount of money so that I could start. So I have started my spiritual online school for children, which is very successful.
Wow.
And people are really happy with my invention, you know, things like that. And you have to feel the emotion too.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just say the words. You have to feel and use all your senses, smell it, taste it, see it, hear it, everything, feel it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. You have to feel it. If you don't put power behind the thought process, if you don't put emotion into it, like you say, the feeling, see it, hear it, taste it, touch it, smell it, you know, it's not the same thing. It's the same thing when you're doing affirmations. You really have to feel that you believe those things. And it's really practicing active faith in the universe, you know, which is part of one of the modules of my workshops. It's understanding that once you ask the universe for guidance, for help, that it will deliver to you. Of course, there is such a thing called divine timing where, you know, sometimes we're not ready for certain things. And
true.
The universe always has our back, and it will deliver when we're ready for it. And we just have to be in sync, and we have to be lined up with our thoughts and our emotions.
Well, I've got a question for Eric. Jennifer, if you could translate. Eric, I love you, by the way.
I love you, too.
In case you forget, how does the universe do this? I mean, it's not a person saying, okay, this guy, you know, is wanting this, and he's saying he wants it, so I'm going to just put it in the want category. I mean, what is it about the universe that makes it kind of like a zero machine?
So what he's saying is that it's already set. It's already set. It's already part of the universe. It's part of everything that's going on. And when the time is right, it'll just be delivered. It's not that the universe actually physically does anything like we would think in our, you know, in our human form. Somebody has to do something. He said it's already set in motion. So when that time comes, it'll be delivered to you because that was always the timing. Because it's like people have to line up right. They have to be in the right places. And it's already set in motion before we get to it.
I don't understand, Eric. Why is it, if you say, I want the love of my life to appear in my life, why that doesn't work, whereas I have the love of my life in my life does? Why does it have to be so literal?
Okay, well, and what he's saying is that it's like when you leave things open-ended or have a negative connotation on them, you can kind of delay things or miss stuff. So if you're, you know, being negative or, you know, I don't have this and I want this so badly, it may come to you and you may miss the signs for it.
Oh.
So he says to always think positively and to feel as though you already have it. He said that makes it harder to miss stuff when it does come to you because, you know, we can miss things if we're in a bad place or we're, you know, our vibration is lower, we can miss stuff
we're just not paying
attention. Yep.
Right. And negative energy, like being in victimhood, I want this, I don't have it, that is a dense energy that probably makes it hard for the universe to deliver to us. But what if you say, I want abundance and love and happy about it? Why doesn't it work?
Well, he says it does. It does for some people. It can.
Oh, okay.
It can.
Well, why does it have to be so literal with all the emotions and senses involved? And like
intention
already
is he says
happening.
It's about your intention. And really, abundance and love, especially he says abundance and love, there is an abundance of love. So if you just open up to that, even if it's not the love of your life and the person that you're going to marry and be with forever, you can find the abundance and love elsewhere first.
Okay. All right. So
yeah, I'd agree with that.
Right. All right, Lori, tell me about the board that you put things on to attract things into your life. Because I think it's really cool. And you have like three of them, right?
Oh, sorry, you're talking to me. Sorry. I have vision boards.
Vision boards.
I actually have four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I have four. So when I I did three last year. I just got carried away because when you do vision boards, it's really important that you have fun creating them. And mm-hmm. so what I did, because I post a lot of positivity, you know, stuff from Pinterest each day on my Facebook, quotes and positive upliftment, law of attraction stuff, Abraham Hicks stuff, all that kind of stuff. And so when I mm-hmm. saw lots of pictures that I liked, I screenshot them, obviously. What I did was I actually sent them away and I got them done by a photo company, and I had them done as photos. I know a lot of people use mm-hmm. magazines and stuff like that. But anyway, I made these three boards. I had great fun doing them because you really need to have fun when you're doing them. And
why?
Is that
because if you have a higher vibration, things fall into your lap easier?
Well, you always have to have inspired action. Things don't really just fall into your lap.
Got it.
The universe gets that you're having fun with it, understands that you like the idea of what you're doing, all of that kind of thing. It's just really important. And so I knew I wanted to go see Abraham Hicks, and I originally wanted to go on a cruise, so I was putting up cruise ships, I was putting up pictures of Abraham Hicks, I was putting up all the usual things you would put on your vision board.
Yeah.
Beautiful houses in America. I knew I wanted to go to America at some stage, and different bits and pieces. Anyway, a week after doing my three vision boards, which sit actually still beside my bed, I was booked on a trip to LA and to Vegas to the most beautiful houses, some of which are very similar to what are on the vision board, right down to the pool with the rock pool and the waterfall coming down. Everything basically on my vision boards came true over that summer. And the reason I haven't taken them down is because I feel that it's very important to feel grateful for what you've already received. And I kind of look at them in awe.
Yeah.
And I've made another vision board since I came back, and that one is of Vegas. And as I said, I'm hoping to go to the States next year, and I'll probably go back to Vegas. I love Vegas.
I would be afraid to destroy the vision board or recycle it because, oh, my God, then everything will go away. Ah!
Well,
sure
it's just nice to look at it and just be grateful to the universe and give thanks. And there's still the cruise ships up there, so I might still go on a cruise, an Abraham cruise at some stage.
Oh, by the way, people, somebody talked about maybe us doing a Channeling Eric cruise. And we can do an Eric-a-Lusa event on a cruise. That'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
So I have a check on my refrigerator that I wrote out to myself from the universe, like, I don't know, $5 million and stuff like that. Well, my husband came home from a trip, and he's like, what is this check for $5 million? I had to explain to him, so I took some time. So
I actually created those checks. I have those checks with my picture behind them. They're actually on Pinterest.
Awesome.
And I have one for $60 million on my vision board.
Well, God dang, I need to up the ante then. All right, so
because Abraham says that it's like, Abraham says it's as easy to manifest a castle as it is a button. So why not go big?
Wow, that's cool. Well, I mean, I don't need more than that, so I don't need that.
Well, if you don't, that's good.
Yeah, I all I want is to have enough money to make this online school. But okay, what in the heck is the universe? We say the universe gives and the universe listens, mm-hmm. the universe literal. What is that? And Eric, you can jump in if you want.
Do you want to go ahead? With Eric?
Yeah, so he says it's like you could consider it like God, the universe.
Mm-hmm.
It's an
like
unseen
source?
Force. Yeah, like source, like an unseen force that acts upon us and kind of has a structure and a plan. And but there's not there's not a specific location. It's everywhere.
Yeah. So it's all
that
is?
I would agree with that.
Is it all that is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All that is, all that was, all that will be
is
what he says.
Structure? Does it have some sort of structure, like sacred geometry that is used to help thought create reality? Or, oh, God, I'm getting way ahead of myself.
What he says to me is organized chaos.
Oh, my God. That sounds like my household when I was raising 5 aliens. Very much. It's like,
yeah,
I remember.
So there is some sort of structure.
Yeah, I remember, Eric, you obviously remember this. All you guys were little. You were probably like 6. And you all put your little whitey-tighties on your head. And you had just a thing full of socks. And y'all were running around pelting everybody, each other, with the socks. And one actually was in one of my foyer chandeliers for a long time. I just took a forever to get that. But one of my friends came to drop off his little kid, who was Lucas' friend. And, the sock hurled past his head. And he says, "Alisa, I'm sure you have a special chapter in your parenting book just for this." It's like, no, I don't, but I probably should. Oh, but let's talk about the self-love workshop.
The self-love.
You know,
so,
I think that you have to have, maybe I'm wrong, have self-love for you to have an open heart for the abundance you seek.
Yeah. I mean, self-love is like one of the all-time biggest things, because if you don't love yourself, well, what have you got to give to anyone else? It's like,
no.
And it just helps to manifest so much stuff into your life. Self-love is so important, because if you don't have that, I don't understand how you can be happy in your life. You really have to love yourself. You have to take the time to do the things that you want to do, that you want to learn, that you want to grow, that you need to expand, really.
I mean, what's not to love? We're perfect in every way, you know, and good or bad. If you've done things that you're not proud of, you shouldn't be, because all these are learning experiences. They have such value. And, you know, they're part of a spiritual contract, et cetera. But it feels like self-love is the foundation on which the law of attraction sits. You have to have the self-love for the law of attraction to work, right, or no?
Well, I do believe it's a huge part of it, and that's why I made it into a separate workshop all of its own. And, you know, I think, yes, I agree. I mean, it's just a huge part of it, because you really, you know, if you don't take time for yourself, for example, to take 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes out of your day to meditate for you, so that you can grow, you can expand, you can receive inspired action meditation is essential. And, you know, you have to have self-love to say, look, I do have 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes to meditate each day, to, mm-hmm. you know, instead of saying, oh, I've got to get the kids to school, I've got to go to work, I don't have time, I'm too tired, all this nonsense that we procrastinate about, you know, we always can make time for us and to do the things then that we love, you know, simple little things.
Yeah. And you can't look at it like, oh, my God, another thing to put on my to-do list. So, yeah,
because
you don't want to fall
once you get into a habit of doing it as well, it makes you more relaxed. It makes you less stressed. It makes you in a calmer zone. And, like, I really found it helped with my depression. I just thought, you know what, I've been looking after everyone else for so long, looking after the house. The house is going to be here at the end of the day when I finished doing what I want to do. It's still going to be here. Still might be dirty or whatever, you know, it still might need to be hoovered but who cares? Like, we are more important than that, and everything else will get done regardless.
Exactly. I always had a hard time finding time for myself, like getting in the bathtub, and, you know, your kids will never come when you call them. I mean, not never, you know, I'm exaggerating to make a point. But if you get in the bathtub, or if you're going to the toilet, all of a sudden
they're at
your bathroom door. Yes, they're at your bathroom door, and mom, and fingers underneath the door. Yuck. Okay, so tell me
now you've got grandkids that are going to be doing that.
Oh, gosh. Tell me about the, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the kind of meditation that you recommend.
Okay.
See,
well,
when you said grandkids, all of a sudden went into old lady mode. But...
well, obviously, I've written and recorded my own meditations. So they can be found on YouTube. They can also be downloadable versions, which you can purchase on my website. You know, I've got a few on there. I listen to different ones. You know what? The thing is, with meditation, you can do so many different things. You can do guided meditations. You can do a walking meditation. You can do a meditation when you're washing up. You can do coloring in books for adults, as I said to you before. And
I love
meditate.
That.
There's so many different forms of meditation. And, you know, as I mentioned to you before on our last interview, I'm friends with one of the biggest meditation teachers in the world, Jason Stevenson. I'd recommend
yes.
so many of his meditations. There's just so many to mention. He's got an amazing one called Astral Projection or Out of Body Experience. I absolutely love that one. And he's got,
wow.
he's just got tons of them. And his voice is just so soothing. So soothing.
Yeah, I have a lot of his stuff on my iPhone. It's awesome. He's great. All right, so is there anything else you want to say about your self-love workshop?
Buy it.
Yeah, you need
get
to
get on over
it.
And do
you know
it
what?
And help yourself.
Yeah. Right. Don't, please, give yourself a freaking Christmas present, okay? I mean, this can change your life. It's for me, okay? So,
oh, actually, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
There's 20% off with your listeners until the end of December, which the code is ELISA20 still.
Ooh, I feel so important. ELISA20?
Yeah. And they get 20% off the workshops.
That's awesome. You guys, you got to do something for yourself. You know, it's like not that much money, but in return, you are paid by the universe in abundance of all sorts, financial, love, career, et cetera. So anyway, definitely do it. Just stop, shut your mind up, and do it. I didn't mean to say that up,
Thanks, Lisa.
I did. Anyway, so tell me, Allie, now you mentioned you have something on Pinterest, right? So how can we find you on Pinterest?
I think if you just put Allie O'Shea, and to be honest with you, I'm not a big Pinterest person like posting on there, but I did put up 3 checks for the universe, like what you've done. So I know the secret website have checks where you can fill them in, like probably what you've filled in from the universe. I've done my own ones, and there's my picture with thankful underneath it and whatever behind it as a sort of a cool watermark that my husband, Paul, very kindly put on it for me.
Oh.
But there's one for dollars, there's one for euros, and there's one for sterling. So we did 3 currencies.
Yeah,
because
the universe might not understand the currency exchange, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah,
what about Facebook?
Yeah.
How can they find you on
Facebook? Yeah, just under Allie O'Shea, and on YouTube, I am www.youtube.com/Allie O'Shea.
That makes it easy. It's Allie, and then
O-S-H-E-A.
E-A, yes. And, you guys need to check out her site, too, www.expansivesoul.com. Expansive Soul Souls?
It's expansivesouls.com.
So, suppose we're going to S on the end, right?
Yeah. And boy, did I have an entourage of friend requests after the last interview.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
About 500,
right,
I'd say.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. And I guess if you don't mind, and Eric, if you're willing and able, we'll take calls from listeners. You cool with that, you guys?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 678 area code. Actually, we have 2. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Alicia. This is Susie. How are you?
Hey, Susie. What's up, girl?
Hey, I wanted to say, first of all, congratulations on your new grandson.
Well, thank you. I just posted a picture of him. His first smile, basically, or one of his first.
Oh, I know. That was beautiful, and I could see Eric smiling at him.
Michelle texted it to me, and because I said yesterday, I said, I need pictures of Liam. And so she sent me that one, and I said, oh, my God, I need to hold him. My nipples are tingling. Well, she wasn't really a fan of that comment. She said, ew, gross, anyway. But anyway,
just
see you
and all that matters. Yes, yeah. I have been working on the law of attraction, and I do want to say that I love you all. I love Jennifer, and I just love listening to her on YouTube.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too.
And so I have been working on, I don't really trust a whole lot of people, as you can probably understand. But yeah. I do trust the answers that Jennifer brings forth and Eric. And so I would like to know, I've been working on this law of attraction thing for many years. I'm trying to bring in my rest of life person. I feel as though I have found him, and he has found me, and we seem to have the feelings for each other. However, it's not progressing like I'm hoping. I don't know if it's because I just need to be patient, or it just is maybe not as good of a fit as I am thinking. So I was wondering what Eric would say about that, please.
Okay, so what he's saying is that, yes, be patient, but there's fear here. So it's like you drew the person to you, and then there's fear on both ends that you're going to lose each other. And that, he said, that's, you've got to watch that fear. The fear and the overthinking that it's not going to be right and it's not going to go right. You've done such a good job, you know, manifesting. And the law of attraction, just continue that. But he says it switched when the person came into your life, that the fear came in. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So what does she need to do? Does she need to have a talk with the guy saying, hey, let's not be afraid of this? Or what? What does she need to do?
No, Eric says right now just kind of be patient. And work on your fear, work on you being afraid that this isn't right, that it's the wrong person, that it's not connecting. Work on that, because he says you do spend some time focusing on that, and you've got to get those thoughts out of your head. And sometimes, honestly, when you have these thoughts, you know, we get into a pattern, we get into a thought pattern, and it takes conscious effort to pull yourself out of a specific thought pattern.
Yes.
And fear is a huge motivator for thoughts. So he says every time you feel yourself overthinking this, he says consciously make an effort to switch your thoughts to something else, something positive.
Okay,
that
I will work on that, absolutely, because I don't want to lose it. And does Eric see this being successful?
Yes.
Ooh,
okay,
goody. That
good
is
luck,
wonderful.
Susie, that's awesome.
Thank you very much. I love you all.
Keep
Have a wonderful holiday.
Bye-bye.
You too, darling.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I got to say one more thing. It still takes work, and I'm sure she's still listening.
I heard a
it
man's
still
voice
takes work.
Needed.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I clicked on the next person. Six. Seven, eight, Erica. So basically, Susie needs to keep working on it, right?
Yeah, because, you know, future stuff, we can always change it. And no. All right, I'm going to be quiet.
I heard
Eric's
a voice
like,
say, I'm
we'll
needed.
We'll be quiet.
Really? You heard a voice say, I'm needed? Cool.
I'm needed.
Who was that? Wait, was See? That you that said that? Wow, maybe that's Eric leaving an EVP. Cool. Y'all check it out.
I need it.
Who are we talking to now?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And yeah, there was a voice that said I need it. It was a male voice. And I just said to my wife, did you hear that? But it did say I need it.
No, I'm needed or?
Unneeded.
Unneeded.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
We're going to figure that one out. So where are you calling from, and what is your first name?
Area code 678. This is Jim in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta,
and
okay.
And I'm calling on behalf of my daughter, Danielle.
Okay.
Hopefully, and I asked Eric if he was letting me come through tonight. So thank you, Eric. I appreciate it.
All right.
She is wanting to be a realtor. And she asked me to ask you folks if that's her path that she should go. She works for an oncologist right now, and she's very unhappy in her job. So
yeah, kind of depressing.
Okay, so Eric is telling me that she's so unhappy that she's starting to get, like, physically sick to her stomach having to go to work. Yes. She should absolutely, this real estate, absolutely this is the direction that she should head in. And he said there's no reason she can't do it. And he says also for her to keep in mind that the possibility for her to actually do some commercial real estate. So don't just think residential, think also commercial.
Oh, that's very cool. Thank you, Eric. And also I'd like Eric to say hello to Robbie Malham from me. He's on the other side, and he's a close personal friend of my daughter, Danielle.
Absolutely. Absolutely he will.
That's awesome.
And Jennifer,
do we have any messages from the person on the other side?
Yeah.
Do we have
everything just went dead to me. I didn't hear anything. Everything went totally blank. I heard nothing.
Uh-oh.
Well,
what did you say, Elisa?
Elisa was asking if there's any messages from Robbie Malham to Danielle. He watches over her and the afterlife.
Oh, yes, he does. Yeah, he absolutely does. very closely, he says. He watches over her very, very closely. And he says that he helps protect her. He helps to protect her. And he's fine. He is absolutely fine.
I love Robbie. He's a good kid. And he also knocked his picture off the mantle in Danielle's room to let us know he was there.
Yes.
That is so comforting. All right. Well, thank
you for
calling.
And also, Eric, I just want to say one more thing. Eric did hide a cap on me one day. He hid it on me, and I found it 2 days later. So thanks, Eric.
Oh, he does that all the
You're
time.
You're welcome,
it's
he said.
So
he said what?
Annoying. Oh, it's so annoying.
He said,
Eric,
you're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay, thanks, all. I appreciate all of you.
We appreciate
you
too. Bye. Right.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
sweetie.
Bye.
Oh. Okay, let's see. We have one from, did you click on it twice, maybe? Oh. There we go. Got one from the 540 area code. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, my name is Lucy. I've talked to you all before.
Oh, yeah,
and,
hi, Lucy. How are you?
Yeah, hi. With this physical stuff with me, you know, first I fell, I bummed up my hip and or my lower back, you know, I don't know which yet. And in the last few days, I don't feel well. Is there something going on that nobody's discovered?
Yeah, what's that all about, Eric?
Okay, the first thing that he said to me was depression.
Depression.
That there's some depression, you know, stemming from the physical injuries.
Right.
And so, yes,
yeah, that's
there,
true.
Yep. And, of course, you know, depression can make you feel just a lot worse.
Bad. Yeah.
Physically.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing that he says is depression. So he says, you know, get some help in whatever way you want with working on the depression.
Okay.
And is there still a lot of pain?
Well, it's not so much with the hip or back anymore. I mean, I know they're there. They tried an injection about 10 days ago. It may have helped a little bit. I'm not sure. But now I used a cane for a couple of weeks, and that's made this pain go, like, from my neck down to my collarbone, into my shoulder, especially the upper part of my shoulder, and then down my right side almost to my waist. And I don't know if that's
It's like this, just this chronic pain. There's like fatigue from this chronic pain.
Yeah, but I mean, is that a muscle or is that a nerve from, you know, my neck maybe or shoulder? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like he says there's like a pinched nerve, but there's also muscle spasm. So it's like a cycle. He says you're like in a pain cycle.
Uh-huh,
and he says there's something very monotonous about this. It's like, oh, it's like you have to go through step one and step two and step three. And it's just like you have to jump through all the hoops. He said this is very monotonous, so you have to keep doing this. You just have to keep keep on going.
What's the answer to this? I mean, does she have a spiritual depression? Does she need a life coach? Does she need, you know, a psychiatrist? Does she need a myofascial release expert, Reiki? I mean,
no.
What does this
Thank
mean?
Thank you, Elisa.
He says this is connected all to the pain, the injury, the being in the pain, this kind of thing. It's this cycle, this pain cycle that causes depression, and then the depression
that
causes
so
more pain. And
you have this pain, injury, pain cycle. And it's almost like you get to the point where it's a phantom limb thing, where your brain is so used to perceiving pain signals that it keeps on, you know, perceiving them.
Yeah.
But, what about low-dose naltrexone? Because that seems to work for a lot of people in a chronic pain situation.
Yeah.
Would that work
for
her?
Yeah,
so Eric is definitely saying that, yes, this is something to look into. But that there are things out there that you haven't tried yet that would be helpful. So different medications, different types of therapies, acupuncture, massage. He says there is other stuff out there that will be helpful for you, because he says you won't be in all this pain forever. He's like, there is like a light at the end of the tunnel here. And he says so often with any kind of medical thing, any kind of pain, the combination that works for you won't work for the person that's sitting right next to you. He said it's so annoying, because you just have to keep searching until you find the combination that's right for you. But he said so many people just give up before that.
Yeah, well, what is the first thing she needs to do? Give her that one step forward, Eric, beside LVN, but what?
Ask about the medication. Ask about the medication. That Elisa had just mentioned.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like an acupuncture therapy, or like, what is that, where they do the temperature, the cold therapy. I'm so bad with words sometimes. You know, that very cold therapy where you're just in for like 2 seconds.
Oh, therapy or whatever. Something
yes.
like that. Yeah.
Ask about that as well, because Eric says there's a lot of inflammation in your body.
Okay. The pinched nerve, is that coming from my neck or my shoulder or somewhere
else?
The neck.
He says it's coming from the neck.
Do I need to address that in any way?
Like an MRI
like,
of the cervical spine?
I've had an MRI of my neck, yeah.
Yeah, check the muscles. And do you clench your jaw at night?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, he says you are. You clench, not necessarily grind, but you clench at night. He says, maybe get a guard for your mouth.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, start with that, and if you need to, as time goes on, maybe book a session with Jennifer so you can know what step two and three and four is. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I hope that helps you.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's very helpful. I appreciate it.
Bye.
So
this is for
Allie. Allie, how can we manifest through the law of attraction health in our life?
Well, if you've got limiting beliefs around your health, if you're saying things like "I'm always sick," all those kind of things, basically your health is linked to your emotions, and I could certainly help that lady as well. And you know what? You know, with things like pain in your back, I mean, I had spine surgery myself 4 years ago, but quite often, you know, lower back pain is connected to stability, security in your life. It's all linked to the chakras, which are energy centers in your body. And depending on whether it's the left...
Maybe she benefited by a balancing and cleansing of her chakras, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for example, I used to suffer really severely from tonsillitis and strep throat, and I did one of Jason Stevenson's throat chakra clearing meditations. And you know what? It actually saved me from getting my tonsils out. I was supposed to get my tonsils out. Yeah.
Oh,
so I'm a healer. And so, like, you know, if it's the left side of her neck or her shoulder, it'll be to do with the maternal figure in her life. Maybe she's having issues there. Or on the right side, it can be to do with paternal,
you know, so maybe her spouse or her father or maybe her son or the male figure in her life. It's all connected to our emotions. Everything in our body that manifests are to do with emotions that we haven't dealt with, and, you know, that they just, you know, we hold on to things like guilt, hatred, and things like that. And that's why it's so important to forgive, not just for the other person, but for us, so that physical health does not deteriorate in our bodies, because that's how it manifests. Every single thing, cancer, MS, everything manifests from emotions that have not been resolved within ourselves.
Exactly. So Lucy, I think her name is, you know, check out Ali O'Shea, and she is going to be able to help you, okay? All right, so let's take somebody from the 347 area code. Hello, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Howard. I'm calling from Brooklyn.
What you got for us?
How are you? Well, I had a funny case where I was very sick, and I found an alternative cure, and I wanted to tell you all about it.
Oh, tell us.
Well, I had testicular cancer, and the doctor in Tijuana, Mexico, recommended that I fuck a 12-year-old boy to get the shit out of his intestine. And that cured me.
I knew this was going to be a bad hang. Disconnect him.
I thought that Eric
told me this was not going to be good. Eric told me, he said, this is not going to be good.
I
should have interrupted him before.
I knew. I thought the same thing.
Did you disconnect him?
That is so weird.
Did you disconnect
him? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't. Oh, my God.
I would.
Things like that. That's weird.
I still hear
him.
Are you sure he's still
there?
I hear a lot of noise.
Now I'm with the next person. Hey, 862
okay,
area code. Hello.
How you doing, Alisa?
You?
This is.
Good.
This
How
is
are
Jesus.
You?
Hello, everybody, Jennifer and everybody.
Hi.
Hey. I just want to ask Eric, and hello, Eric, by the way.
Hi. I apologize. I'm very upset by what that last caller just said, so I'm going to need a second. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's
fine. Okay.
That's fine.
I apologize. Yeah. So go ahead and ask your question, and I'll do my best to get the answer from Eric.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
What an asshole. Yeah.
He is. You're always going to get one of them in a bunch.
Oh, yeah. We've been lucky. We have not had this happen.
It's one of those things in lives, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to know, what is my life purpose? One of those questions.
I am so sorry.
No, it's okay.
For whatever reason, that upset me so badly.
Yeah.
It's understandable.
It's okay. Jennifer, you come first. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
A couple of deep breaths, Jennifer.
Deep breath.
Okay, so you guys go ahead and fill the space, and I'll try to pull myself together.
Yeah. Okay, Allie, you're on. Jesus, maybe you could first talk about you want to manifest in your life and answer that. I know that's the question you came to ask, but how was that?
Sorry, you were breaking up there, Elisa. You said what?
Jesus, I want you maybe to tell Allie what you want to manifest in your life. Maybe she can give you some guidance. I know that is not what you called in to ask, but at least this gives Jennifer some time to compose herself.
Sure.
I have listened to the Abraham Hicks and a lot.
Yeah.
I guess it's like I do want to manifest success and all, but for some odd reason, I'm not going towards that. I know I have a business mind for it, but for some odd reason, it's like I think it's more I want to manifest knowing more myself. Self-knowing.
Manifest knowing more yourself. What do you mean by that?
Well, I just want to know more about myself. I guess for me to open up to the universe, I guess.
Well, the universe, if you start to look at your life, are you a pretty positive person? Are you, or are you sort of half and half? Are you kind of, you know, when we focus on lack and things like that, we attract more lack into our lives. But when we start to look at the positive aspects and give gratitude in our life, we start to attract more of those things. And the universe loves specificity. So if there's something that you want to manifest in your life, an ideal way to do it is to write basically a little letter to the universe, as if your life is already the way that you want it to be. I know that you're saying you're not sure what way you want to go, and that was your question in your life path, and I'm obviously not a medium, so obviously I can't answer that, but to, you must have some feelings around kind of what you want to do and what your path should be. It's slightly, you probably have some indications of the things, because if you look at the things that you enjoy in your life, they're usually in and around where your life path is headed and the kind of career that you should have, if that makes sense.
That's true. Yeah.
No, that definitely does make sense.
So a letter to the universe. Great idea.
Yeah, you can write a letter to the universe.
Yeah.
In the positive tense, in the present tense, stating things like, I'm so happy and grateful right now that I live in this amazing house with this beautiful woman or beautiful man, whatever it is. And, you know, we're very happy together. We have an amazing family life. We have tons of friends. And we do this and we do that. And sort of bring the feelings and the emotions behind it and write about how you want your life to really be, but write it in the present tense.
So what do you do with the letter
afterwards? I actually do that every day.
Fantastic.
Oh.
Well, then you're ahead of
the
game.
Wait, do you have a journal?
No, I don't write down. It's just every time when I get up, I'm always grateful. Grateful for everything I have.
That's
I'm very
awesome.
Content with what I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy the way, like, I'm very happy the way my life is. But again, like human beings, we always want more. Once we reach a level, we always want to go to the next one.
Sure.
So.
But you know, you said you wake up and you're grateful. That's fantastic. But again, there is power in the pen, and a specifically red pen.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why. But when we write things down, it does something from your brain down through your arm into the pen and onto the paper. And it just makes it that much more powerful.
The physicality of it all, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Jennifer, if you're ready for this or not, but
I'm not sobbing anymore.
I wish I was there to hug you. But why is it people keep seeking more? Eric, why?
Yeah,
why
and actually, in this case, what Eric was saying is that this feeling of wanting to get to know yourself better and this like seeking out more and more, he said it's actually connected to past lives, because you know that if you could just learn a little bit more, you have more information about your other lifetime. A past life regression would be good for you, because he said there's always just this like feeling of there's just something just out of your reach, and if you just knew what it was, it would open the door. And he said it's connected to past lives.
Connected to past
that lives. That is awesome. Hey, did Jesus used to speak to Robert Schwartz? He's the one that worked with me. He is amazing. He is the one that also will take you to the between lives area where you planned this incarnation. So I really would think about that. Did you watch the YouTube on that?
No, I have not.
You're in real trouble, buddy.
I did have a quantum healing session one time.
Well, look for that on my YouTube channel, where Rob Schwartz regresses me to a past life and also between life session. I think everybody should undergo that. I really do. Kim Boyd and her embody-light.com. Her quantum sessions are amazing too. So consider that, okay, Jesus? And thanks for calling
in. Thank you so
much.
I appreciate everything. I hope Jennifer, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I'm very sensitive. And as far as I'm concerned, kids are off limits. So,
no.
You know what?
Bad, yeah.
That's very understandable because I'm the same way.
Yeah. All right, everybody, send Jennifer love. Give her some green light, love, whatever, golden light. Just send it her way right now. Close your eyes and send it to her. We'll feel it.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure, baby.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi. He's so sweet. I like when he calls in.
Yes, very. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got somebody from the 240 area code. Hey, what's up? How you doing? Anybody home? Hello.
Oh, no. Oh.
Well, they went out for a quick beer. All right. For them. All right, here's one from the 240 area code. Hey there, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
You're us. Hello.
Yes. It's
hello.
Tucker. Hi.
Who is this?
Tucker. Kat.
What is it? Oh, Kat. Okay.
Kat.
Where are you calling from?
Kat. New Hope, Pennsylvania.
So P-A-T?
Yes.
Okay, good. I thought Kat for some reason. Like, meow.
No.
What you got for Alex or Jennifer or Eric?
It's really for Eric. My husband, I had emailed you, and my husband died from multiple myeloma in July 2nd.
Yeah. Mm.
And I just
sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's been horrible. But I have been longing ever since getting in touch with your website and your blogs, and I just want to feel like I connected to him, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay,
I feel like I'm blocking.
I'm gonna stop you right here before you say what are you doing wrong. Did you say he passed just this July?
Yeah.
Okay, so grief, especially when we have a major loss like this after an illness, grief is such a heavy energy that it lowers our vibration and it makes it harder for us to sense our loved ones that I promise you are around you. Okay? So you're not doing anything wrong. You're just grieving, and the grief is very, very heavy. So it's clouding your ability to sense your husband. Eric says you know how funny he is. He says your husband's there like banging cymbals together and, crashing around, making noise and stuff, but your grief prevents you from feeling it and sensing it. So Eric says the best thing to
Let me interject one thing. I'm sorry to interrupt. If you go to the blog and look and type in the search bar electromagnetic spectrum, you will understand why. Everything is energy, and every energy has its own unique vibrational frequency. Okay, so we are in a visible range. It's a tiny little range on this big spectrum where you have microwaves and x-rays and infrared, yes, everything. Okay, well, spirits vibrate frequency above the visible range, and that's why we can't see them. That's why we can't see radio waves. They're outside too.
Mm-hmm.
And when we are depressed or grieving, our vibrational frequency goes way down. That's why we say things like mm-hmm. I'm depressed or I'm feeling low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And so the spirit who tries to connect to us, it's much more difficult for them to lower their own energetic frequency to reach you. So sometimes if you elevate your frequency by listening to happy music, watching your favorite stand-up comedian, remembering fond memories, that can help. But go ahead, I'll let you. Maybe Eric can help him communicate with her, and maybe there's a message from him. Go ahead.
Yeah, what Eric is saying is that in the meantime, while you're still grieving and in this grief place, be patient with yourself and just trust and believe that your husband is around. He does hear you. Just believe it in your brain, even if you don't feel it in your heart, because he says eventually the two of those will connect and you will get messages from him. Because Eric says, I promise you, he's around. He sits on the side of the bed. He watches you sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, and so it's just the heaviness of the grief is all that's blocking you. You're not doing anything wrong. He's not mad at you. He is over there. It's none of that stuff. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So maybe you need to schedule a session with Jennifer and have a long conversation with him. You know, he might be able to share with you the best ways to receive communication from him, because every spirit has a different way of communicating.
Yep.
Some are better with sound, some are better with, like, dropping penny. You know, they all have their different ways.
Eric just said that your husband will eventually show up in a dream, okay?
He will.
That does, not all of them can do that, but Eric says he will show up in a dream in a sleep state for you.
Oh, okay. I've been dreaming of that.
So
okay.
Maybe help him strengthen his communication skills so that, you know, she gets some relief. So,
yes.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
Okay.
Yeah, but I know. I mean, I was the last one to receive time strength because I was the most hit. Oh, below the man. Such profound grief that kept me from receiving any kind of sign. So.
Right.
All right, but anyway, look up that electromagnetic spectrum, people, and you. And
okay.
Yeah. All right, guys,
okay.
We have to close the show. I get in big trouble if I run into the next show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in, you and everybody
thank
else.
So
and thanks for listening. Thank you, Allie O'Shea, expansivesouls.com. Check her out. Allie O'Shea on YouTube, Allie O'Shea on Pinterest, Allie O'Shea on Facebook. Hell yeah. And, you know, do the her workshops. I can promise you they are worth it. And I love you, Eric. Jennifer, I love you.
I love you too. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I will.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.